Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Now, a lot of us are looking to make changes, heal in some regards in our life, and sometimes you wonder, who can I turn to help with that? There's been a lot of talk about energy medicine as well, so we're going to dig into all of that today. She is an ancient wisdom energy healer, transitions coach, a ceremonialist, and does so many different things in helping people out, and she is Andrea Dragonfly, and she joins us today. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Very well. Great to have you with us. The list of what you do is incredible. There's so many different things that you help people out with, from chakras, energy balancing, you know, even karma. Where do we begin? What's your favorite thing, favorite modality to help people with?
Well, really, it's about the relationships that I build in particular, and that people who are practicing these types of energy healing modalities are building to really bring the energy shifts within our energy field. And so this is where the ancient wisdom traditions come from. And so when we look at the ancient healers, we're talking about the medicine men and women, and of course we still have them very much present today. We have also our shamans, and we have what's also known just as the wisdom keepers. And they're the ones that have collected the information and been holding on to it for, you know, since the beginning of time or beginning of human consciousness and how we are able to heal ourselves. And so with the wisdom keepers, it really comes down to the fact that the relationship is deeply connected to both nature and the cosmos, and that they have built a beautiful relationship, a reciprocity type of relationship with nature elements, where we could actually work with them to know how to use them. Like the earliest herbalists learned how to use plant medicine by communicating with the plants to know exactly how or when to use certain, you know, certain plants for certain ailments. And we also can get this information through working with the animals and how to use animal medicine, and also building relationships with the cosmos. There's light beings and star beings and these beautiful beings that are here to support us as we evolve ourselves forward. And they are very much alive. They're just not necessarily seen. We can't see them directly with our eyes. We can see the plants, but we can't necessarily see them talking to us. But it's about being able to really find that stillness and find that connection where these energy beings come forward. We call them our energy allies. And they come in and they inform us and they help direct how healing can happen within each individual. And also, from the beginning of, you know, these healers, they knew that we all had an energy field around us. Anything living, even the trees, the plants, you know, the rivers, we can know, like, we, you know, if we know there's a toxic river because, you know, all of these chemicals have been being dumped into this river, we can feel that the energy of that river is struggling, so it's out of balance. And so with the healers throughout time and through, and of course, these healers were all over the world. They were on every continent and they were in the villages, they were tribal, they were nomadic. And so before we ever even came to sedentary living, you know, every community had a wise one that was connected into these forces that were able to see energy and find the imbalances within individuals to help really kind of find what was needed to help bring that energy field back into balance.
Andrea, why do you think that it's only now, 2022, that we're really digging deeper into energy and energy healing when it's been around since ancient times?
Well, I think it's about balance. We have thrown ourselves so out of balance through just the evolution of our living. I mean, we even look at just how, you know, we are extracting more resources from our planet since I believe it's like 1985, that the Earth can no longer replenish the amount that's being extracted. And so we have this belief that more is better. But more what? More material objects? Not necessarily, because we also know that the more a person has doesn't necessarily mean that there's joy or happiness or satisfaction in these types of things. And so what we're looking at is just that we've been thrown out of balance, and our energy field holds these imprints that also throw us out of balance. And so what we can learn from about the energy field is that the energy field collects imprints. And these imprints, some of them are, not only do we have DNA that we get from our family line, our natural and patrilineal lines that come through, but we can also inherit energetics of the family line as well, which we call ancestral or lineage karmas. So these are things that might be certain types of behaviors, or it might be certain types of mindsets that have been carried through the family line, could have anything to do with poverty, or could have anything to do with, you know, oh, we just never have good communication in our family, or, you know, so there can be a lot of different things. It can either be alcoholism or certain types of what we could also understand to be, you know, bipolar or different types of mental health issues that have come through. And so these energies can come through the energy line through the family. But we also have experiences, and these experiences can happen, you know, throughout our whole life. It could be traumas that we've experienced, you know, whether we were tiny or in our teens or our early 20s. Also, our wounds. When we speak of wounds, these can be heart wounds. It could be the betrayals. It can be those parts of us that are, you know, it could be a loss of a loved one. It could be loss, you know, of a daughter or a child. And so these very heavy heart wounds get put into our energy field. And it's very hard for us to find ourselves through these hard times. And so it becomes an obstacle that slows us down and really kind of prevents us from really being able to step forward and live our lives empowered or powerfully, confidently or whatnot, because we're really taken back by these different types of imprints that come forward. And then also, besides those, we also have limiting beliefs, what we've been taught or told when we were young, like, oh my goodness, you're never going to be good at that. And then we grow through our lives, and though maybe that's what we really wanted to do, but we never were able to really fully express ourselves because somebody told us early on that, oh, you know what, yeah, you probably shouldn't do that because you're not so good at that when you're, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 years old, you know. And then we can also collect things like our negative emotions. When we do have these heart wounds that occur for us, we can then have our mindset can kick in, and we can have these negative ideas about, oh, I've had a broken heart. I don't ever want to love again. Or I'm going to do just fine never being with another, you know, intimate relationship in my life. And so, and it can be anything from, you know, love and heart wounds to just, you know, what are we willing to be courageous about, you know, where have we stopped in life? And then besides that, we have energy blockages, and we also have energy attachments that can come in and attach onto us. And these are things we can talk about in, you know, future conversation, but these are all sorts of different things that are happening in the now that we're not really even aware of. And by not necessarily being aware of them, we don't recognize how they're really slowing us down. And so with the energy healing, energy medicine, this is an opportunity for us to clear out our energy field from all these things that we may not even know are even operating behind the scenes.
So somebody has those blocks. Andrea, let's say it's a heart block, you know, had a bad relationship and it really impacted somebody, or they're just not open to other relationships, whatever it might be. With energy medicine, you can clear those out, I guess, clearing chakras and Reiki?
Well, absolutely. And Reiki is a different form, but Reiki is definitely a form of one of the, you know, wisdom healing traditions. And so part of our healing is that we also have to take responsibility for our healing. It's no, we really can't find the quick fix, even though everybody wants a pill, you know, and pills are great. Who doesn't want a pill? We want a pill and we want it to be done and we want to be feeling great immediately. However, when we look at the life stories that we've carried with us, we have to do a little of our own personal soul work. We have to do a little digging and excavation to say, hey, who am I? Who am I being? What doesn't work for me? Or what is the lesson that I'm getting in this? And so when we have a heart wound, you know, one of the things I like to say is that we can't know the depth of love unless we know the depth of pain. And so when we have a really kind of horrendous heart wound, and sometimes, like, you know, even in my own personal life, I've gone through what I feel like is an annihilation of my heart, where everything in my life is falling apart at one point to bring me to this level that I'm at now. I couldn't know joy until I knew the depth of that pain. And so by going in, we get to learn about ourselves. We get to learn that there's always a gift in every kind of inopportune experience that we have. Every time, you know, anything that's a little unsettling or anything that's really dramatically, like, heart-wrenching, that there's a beautiful gift that is actually there, and we each have to find it. And so with being an energy practitioner, it's allowing each individual to do some of their own explorations to find out who they really are in their own heart center and to find the gifts that, even though this horrendous, you know, betrayal or, you know, situation that had happened, the divorce, you know, what is the greater gift? And so there's also, the, you know, a belief that we come into this world, we come into this lifetime with a series of challenges that we're here to be confronted with. And that when we're confronted with these challenges, we can either react to them, which is what we do. This is what our normal baseline human experiences is, we react to them and we can get upset and angry, and all of those things are necessary, absolutely. However, we can then learn how to respond from them, and we can learn how to shift, and we can learn how to take that really hard experience, that difficult experience, and turn it into one of our greatest learning opportunities or one of our greatest tools that bring us towards the love, the joy, the happiness that ultimately we're all desiring.
So, Andrea, you said something interesting before. When it is a, let's say it's a heartbreak and extremely traumatic, you kind of made it sound like that's really bad, okay. But on the flip side of that, you'll experience even more joy because it was so bad. Did I hear that right? Is it equatable in some ways?
You know, there is this... it's the energy spectrum, right? So if we have this little bubble and we have pain on one side and joy on the other side, is that generally throughout our lives, we grow ourselves a little bit more in the joy and we're like, oh, life is great. How, you know, this is wonderful. But then we're always going to get that roller coaster drop where we're going to be like, oh my goodness, this is really painful, right? And so we're kind of growing ourselves on this energetic level between the joy and some of the pain. And, of course, we like to play it safe. We want to keep it as close to, like, okay, I can handle this. This is, you know, I got this. It's possible. But sometimes life just throws us some very heavy experiences that completely take us to one side. And so we're really in this depth of, you know, the pain, and the pain, you know, oftentimes you can think about pain as a physical pain and suffering is more of the emotional pain, right? So we're really in this place of being at the effect of the situation, feeling very, you know, uncomfortable. And when I say uncomfortable, I'm talking emotionally. All these different types of emotions can come up. And that it's, sometimes it's very hard for us to heal that and move ourselves through it. And when we can really move, when we work with it on an energetic level, and when I say we, I'm talking about the collective we of all of the other energy practitioners that are out there doing this work as well, that there is the opportunity to be with that. And it doesn't mean that it's going to happen immediately. it certainly can happen over a period of time. And when we do energy work, we work on the wave field, and our body is part of the particle field. And so when we work on an energetic wave field, we're working with the energy here within the wave, and then it eventually will work within the particle to really have it feel and fit and, you know, be different and have a kind of a different experience to everything. So it's really about bringing an awareness as well, like upgrading our consciousness in this, and that when we recognize that, yes, I'm having this really painful experience, but life doesn't mean that this is how my life experience is going to be forevermore. It's just what I'm in right now. That we can then look to say, wow, I've gotten that. I understand the depths of that. And now I'm ready for the depth of the joy that I know will come to me at some point. Is it going to come to me that same year? Maybe. Is it going to come to me a few years later? Maybe. But we are open to that. We recognize that, hey, like energy attracts like energy. And so, and this is a little bit of a different concept, but when we feel the depth of this intense energy, we can also feel the depth of the other, you know, the duality of that, the beautiful joy and peace and harmony energy that will come with that too. And that's the connection.
You know, it's a shame that we're all programmed to have it happen now. So it happens really on the universe's own time frame. So we got to be patient. We're so used to that, you know, the Amazon world where it's one click, got it, done, finished. I'm done. I'm good. A lot of us don't want to wait for it. And I think that's where we need to tap the brakes a little bit. Andrea Dragonfly is with us today. She's an ancient wisdom energy healer, transition coach, and so much more. We have some questions. We're going to take a very short break, come right back. If you would like to reach out to us, you have a question, instantfeedbacksteve@gmail.com. Hang on, we'll come right back.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we sold and donated millions of pairs.
To sell and donate a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up, adding comfort innovations along the way.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate millions of pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/comfy and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/comfy.
Living comfortably in your home is easier than ever with a little help from Lowe's and AARP. We share a commitment to help people make their homes ready for all of life's changes. Take advantage of helpful videos, tips, and resources to guide you and your loved ones along the way. To learn more, visit Lowe's.com/livable home. U.S. only.
Hey, welcome to Everything Outdoors. Can I help you find anything?
Hey, yeah. Can you point us to the camping gear?
Sure, aisle two.
Snowboarding?
Just bought a new Nissan Pathfinder. It's got intelligent 4x4, and we want to hit the backcountry.
Aisle 18.
And the boats?
Are you sure you can do all this?
Up to 6,000 pounds towing, we're good to go. Oh, where's the scuba gear?
Return to rugged in the all-new 2022 Nissan Pathfinder. Available intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions. Towing capability varies by configuration. See Nissan Owner's Manual for proper use.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
And we are jumping back in with Andrea Dragonfly. She's with Dragonfly Passages, which she's an energy healer, transitional coach, ceremonialist, and does so much more, Reiki, to help people heal. Jody is in Butte, Montana, checking in. She says, when you work with somebody to heal their energy, how long does it usually take?
That's a great question. And it definitely just depends on how long a person has been carrying that energy. And it also depends on the willingness of the individual to participate and really kind of dive in and look at, you know, what is this specific thing that I'm wanting to work through? What do I want to shift in my life that I'm no longer at the effect of this stopping me or holding me back? And so there are different types of, you know, tools And it's really about just the reprogramming, not only removing it out of the energy field, but it's also putting into place something that is really helpful that's going to move that person from one place into another. And so everybody's different. And sometimes you'd like to say, well, yes, you know, we can do this in, you know, a couple of sessions, or maybe we might need a few more sessions than this. But ultimately, everything kind of gets tied together. So if we think about ourselves as this spider web, and we have all of these different types of little networks that are happening, many things are kind of connected into one another. And of course, we can work on one, and that can do wonderful things for us and move us forward. But then we're like, oh, yeah, you know what? And while we're at it, let's go ahead and clean this up a little bit and take care of a little bit of this as well. Which is great, and everybody definitely is just right where they need to be, and what it is that they're really wanting for themselves. So when we work with different types of energetic imprints, sometimes these things could be like really difficult patterns that are really embedded in there that just take an extra little, you know, extra time. There's different types of healing modalities where somebody may need a soul retrieval. And a soul retrieval is where maybe a trauma or a really deep wound had occurred, a heart wound, in a person's life, where a piece of their soul, and this is, we see ourselves as, you know, we having these five energy bodies, the physical body, the heart body, the emotional body, the mind body, the soul body, and the spirit body. And so we're working with the soul body. You know, this may take a little bit of time, because once we bring back the soul piece, there's an integration piece that also is there that needs to be worked. And as long as the person is actively participating in their healing, it can happen relatively quickly. It can happen, you know, in a short amount of time. And other people, you know, it may take a little bit longer because of, various reasons of life and what's happening and whatnot. So it's really just kind of dependent on, you know, the participation of the individual. However, really what's happening is the energy field is prepared. Energy is moved out, and it's really just kind of bringing in the love and the light that fills that space with the higher experience that individual is ready to receive. And so love and light are the two founding energies that are worked in any healing, no matter what it is. And so working that light in there, working that love in there to really heal that.
How do you know, Andrea, what to choose for somebody? You do many different types of energy healing. Do you talk to them, get a sense of where they're at, and then it goes from there?
You know, usually a person will say, this is what's happening in my life right now, and I really am needing some sort of shift around this. And again, it really comes back to that relationship I talked about earlier, about the relationship with conscious energy. And we have all of these allies right here with us. And, you know, unfortunately, we don't know that we have our own team of allies. Everybody has them. And so it's about developing that team. And so my team has been developed for about a good almost 30 years now. And so when I'll get what the basic information is that this person's experiencing, but then I'll go into their energy field, and I'll be informed about what is the real situation that's happening. And oftentimes, what a person's experiencing in the moment that they come to see me is something that might be a pattern or something that might have been being carried with them for a long time. And it's just now saying, okay, I've been carrying this with me for so long. This is how it's showing up. Maybe this is the, you know, 17th time I've had to deal with something like this, a pattern of sorts, and I'm just no longer willing to deal with it anymore. And so it's about looking at the root. Where does the root of this energy come from? And this is where those, you know, those inner contacts, also called the unseen energies, they're these beautiful, benevolent energies that are here to help and inform us. And they will help us read the energy field, and they're the ones that actually are doing the deeper healing of that love light energy I was just speaking of. We're really, you know, I'm just the vessel. I'm the vessel who has dedicated and devoted my life to this connection, the communication with these beautiful unseen forces, to really be able to bring this to those who are ready for big, powerful shifts in their lives.
Can you give an example of how you work with somebody and saw that positive change in a short period of time? Like, I can speak, I had Reiki virtually. Reiki for the first time, but it was virtual, about 10 weeks ago. And what a difference. Like, a total sense of calm after having the session. That's kind of amazing. Anything that you could share by working with somebody that you've noticed or they've told you?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, there's numerous types of scenarios. Sometimes people who are coming who are having a very difficult time. Sometimes there might be a lot of like suicide ideation or just really at the effect, feeling very much at, you know, into this kind of victim mode, not being able to function well in their job or in their life. Working with them and can get them on the table and really just working with them and even giving them what would be called a seven chakra clearing or a seven chakra illumination, where you're really kind of just, you know, I'm getting in there and I'm upgrading, clearing out each one of these chakras that are holding all this different information. And so when we have these energy imprints, oftentimes these imprints will affect either one or more of our different energy centers, which are also known as our chakras. And so we could go and we can find exactly which energy center this situation is most activated in, and we can work with that. However, we can also go in and clear out and really move that energy so that the energy is flowing. It's almost like life force can come back into an individual. Their whole energy, of course, field and body shifts, and they can begin to, like, you know, focus. They can begin to find some sort of clarity, or not even clarity, but even just being able to find their way, you know, being able to cope with the situation that, you know, at hand, and begin to start taking some breaths of possibility and that, yes, everything's going to be okay. And okay, how do we start to move ourselves forward? And then the shifts begin to happen. And, you know, within, you know, a couple of weeks, they're, you know, feeling an incredible, you know, shift in how they were just experiencing, you know, life for about 5 months prior to that. Like, oh my goodness, what is, you know, what's happening? This, I feel like I'm actually able to function in my life in a way that I haven't been able to do that before. And of course, you know, working with the energy field, different things can happen at different times. So maybe there might be, you know, some energy that is needing to be cleared out, some, you know, negative emotions or some sort of mindset work that has been really been embedded in the energy field. And again, everything is practice, you know. So when we're done, you know, I always give my people homework, and the homework is going to be on, this is what we did in our session, and now this is where you become the healer. This is how you begin to shift your energy and begin to create this new pattern within your way of operating. How are you doing this? Okay. And of course, you know, like anything, it takes a little practice. You know, we can't become a, you know, all-star sports player without spending, a time practicing your sport, right? And so this is a part where we can learn how to do this on a certain level, and then the more we are able to pave the way, you know, we're setting new neural pathways is what we're doing, and we're being able to make different choices. Instead of just going into automatic reaction, we can go into a place of response. Okay, this is what's happening. Let me just check in. Let me maybe take some breath work. Let me decide how I want to approach this. And I can, you know, instead of being at the effect of it right away, let me be a problem solver. Let me come up with the best solution for my situation. And so all of these things are also, you know, I spoke you know, you have a list of the different services I offer. And so they're all interconnected. So I'm using multiple, you know, services to really address the situation that is being, you know, asked to be looked at or asked within the individual, you know, that situation saying, hey, it's time for us to do something about this, you know, and that's when people start coming to see me.
Well, it's got to be so exciting. We're just about out of time, but it's got to be so exciting for you knowing that you can offer so many different types of energy services, energy healing services, that you get to pick the one that best suits whoever you're working with. And it's got to be gratifying, too, when you hear that changes are taking place and they're moving in a positive direction.
Absolutely. And there's just so much to energy, and there's so much information that's there that we can work with. And that's why there are many tools, is because every situation is different and everything, you know, is presenting itself in a certain way that there is always a remedy on an energetic level for it. So,
if somebody wants to reach out to you, Andrea, how do they do that? How do they set up a consult? Is it free, you know, out of the gate?
Yes, absolutely. Well, actually, I do a 30-minute free consult to start with, and so anything after that, and then I can share my services and my charges and everything like that. I could be contacted at dragonflypassages@gmail.com, and that is the best way to connect with me at this moment while I am getting my websites up and running, or my website up and running. So, yeah.
It's been great talking with you, and I learned a lot, and just really kind of connecting with ancient, you take it from a different perspective, you know, the wisdom that comes along after so many years. And I think we're just a lot of us at the tip of the iceberg when it comes to energy healing, but thankfully more and more people are opening up to it.
Yes, and I think the more we talk about it and the more people become aware of it, I think that we will see a much larger resurgence of this coming in to help humanity. I think it's a beautiful process.
If you talked to me a year and a half ago, and even though I'm plugged into lots of things metaphysically, I might look at you kind of funny when you talked about energy healing and how this all works and if it really works and if it's foo-foo stuff. But no,
absolutely.
Once you start looking into it and realizing what it can do for you, game changer. It really is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we have so many of the, you know, sciences right now that are cutting edge sciences that are really just showing results of a lot of this energy medicine just through, you know, whether it's neuroscience or epigenetics and, you know, and the quantum physics and all of that are showing that this energy has been around from the beginning of human consciousness, and we're just now starting to prove how it works.
Yeah. So, well, yeah. Thankfully, you know, one step at a time, actually the way it's going, one toe at a time, but we'll get there and let more people know. Andrea Dragonfly at dragonflypassages@gmail.com. Reach out, get a consult, and heal energetically. Great talking with you.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Same here. Look forward to catching up again. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.